From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A Somali-born teenager is accused of plotting mass murder at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon. As NPR's John Burnett reports, an undercover agent has provided phony explosives to the young man.
Federal agents say the suspect tried to detonate a dummy bomb, 6 drums full of inert explosives provided by an FBI undercover agent. 19-year-old Mohammed Osman Mohammed was arrested Friday at 5:40 p.m. in a Portland train station after he dialed a cell phone that he thought would detonate the bomb. He reportedly yelled, "God is great," in Arabic and resisted arrest as he was taken into custody. An FBI agent said the threat was very real, but the public was never in danger. An FBI affidavit says he'd planned the attack since June when a federal agent learned that Muhammad had been emailing a, quote, unindicted associate in Pakistan. If convicted of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction, Muhammad could get life in prison. John Burnett, NPR News.
Anger and sadness in South Korea as citizens there grieve those lost in a North Korean attack earlier this week. And as NPR's Dwali Saikautau reports, there are calls for tougher action against the North.
They wore their military fatigues and put white cloths around their heads, shouting, "Let's go, let's go." The naval activists are upset that South Korea's military did not respond faster and stronger in retaliation for North Korea's shelling of Pyongyang Island. Meanwhile, another protest took place, a more peaceful one, denouncing North Korea's attack. Earlier in the morning, a funeral for 2 South Korean Marines was televised. Some 600 mourners attended the service. A Marine commander, during a speech to the audience, said his forces would retaliate 1,000-fold for the North's attack. Pyongyang issued new warnings today, saying its military will turn the South into a sea of fire if the joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea violate the North's border. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Incheon.
Retailers are a bit more optimistic this holiday shopping season after online spending spiked 16% on Black Friday, according to a web research group called Core Metrics. It's called Black Friday because the holiday shopping surge could move retailers into profitability or the black. Overall, analysts expect this to be the strongest buying season in 3 years. In Dublin, early snow and slush didn't discourage protests against anticipated austerity measures. Spending cuts and tax hikes are required to meet the terms of a bailout for Ireland's feeble economy. Officials there say Ireland's 2010 deficit is running at 32% of GDP. That is the highest in Europe since World War II. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. South African President Jacob Zuma calls his trip to Zimbabwe to try to smooth over tensions in the country's ruling coalition very successful. As Vicky O'Hara reports, Zuma has been playing the role of mediator between Zimbabwe's president and its prime minister.
The ANC has dominated South African politics since the end of apartheid. Much of its power stems from its strong alliance with the Labour Federation and Communist Party. That alliance has fractured in recent months. The Communist Party and Union say Zuma and his allies have feathered their nests while ignoring the poor. Some of Zuma's most vocal critics are members of the ANC's militant Youth League. Its leader, Julius Malema, challenges government to take a more radical economic approach. Malema has called for nationalizing the lucrative mining industry. As Zuma opened the party conference in Durban, he called for unity within the alliance. He also attacked those within the ANC, whom he described as putting their own interests ahead of the party. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara, Johannesburg.
American troops are still on track to leave Iraq by the end of next year. That according to Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who's forming Iraq's next government. The Iraqi official is telling reporters today that forces there are capable of assuming full responsibility for the country's security. Right now, there are roughly 50,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. The Taliban, claiming responsibility for a deadly suicide attack near Afghanistan's border with Pakistan, several officers were killed. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.